Let's talk a little bit about some things that you see in the future. And I'm going to talk to you in terms of categories, Sylvia.
All right.
And it'll be a little easier for us to just follow through and go through them.
Right.
A lot of people are always concerned about their own financial wherewithal, the economy, and what's going to happen. And when you're looking at predictions now, are we talking about next year, or how far out are you going to go?
Well, I'm mainly next year, because I think if we take 1 year at a time. But I do see the economy rebounding. You know, it rebounds a little bit at the first of the year, and then it goes slow, and then the middle of the year it really rebounds.
So that's at least some good news for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, this year has been, you know,
it's been
a roller coaster.
Yeah.
It really has. Real estate, a lot of people a little concerned about that as an investment, a little hesitant. Do you get in?
I think that's the best thing that you can do, because let's face it, God didn't make any more property. And as long as I've been living, you know, I'm certainly not a Susie Orman, but I've never seen it. I've never seen it where it's been a buyer's and a seller's market. You know, usually it's a seller's market or a buyer's market.
Right, exactly.
But now people can go out and buy what we call in California fix and flip. You know, a lot of people are buying up properties, putting carpet down, paint, turning over. And it's so much more safer, you know, than stocks, because stocks are just crazy.
Well, there's no doubt about that. They, you know, you have no idea which way they're going to go.
No, it's like a roller coaster.
So, if the economy rebounds, I would assume that means unemployment will
goes way down.
Good. The stock market, of course, you just mentioned, is a little shaky. But is there anything that people should look for that might be new technologies that they might want to jump into?
Well, I think technology in the medical field is going to be the big thing that's going to come around. You know, it used to be all the gadgets and everything, but I think we're really, really going to settle into more technology as far as illnesses, you know, diabetes, cancer. I think if there's any stocks that are, you know, that are going to be worthwhile are going to be in the technological field of medicine.
I wish we, you know, I guess you can't give us any specific names, can you? I guess you can't do that.
No. Well, I mean, I don't really know, but I think we're going to have, you know, I already had said on Montel's show last year that there would be a pancreatic pump, and that came out. And then I think there's going to be some kind of vaccination that's going to help with colon and cervical and lung cancer.
You know, in spite of, I think, the horrendous things that some of these pharmaceutical companies have been doing to us.
Exactly.
There are some great breakthroughs done in medicine, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, it's just that I think and I even do that as a prediction, is the FDA is going to have to, it's going to do some kind of cleaning house. You know, I mean,
God, I would hope so, Sylvia.
Yeah, because they're letting some of these drugs come in that they say they have warnings on them, but, you know, most people don't read them. They just take the doctor's word for it.
Well, you know, and even the FDA scientists and medical experts are saying the FDA is not doing their job properly.
Right.
I mean, they're testifying before Congress, and they have known all along what we've always felt, that the FDA, in some cases, it's just a sham organization.
Absolutely.
You know, they rubber stamp these things.
Yeah. See, I have always believed in my heart that we could have, you know, saved so many people from cancer, AIDS, and all that. But let's face it, I do believe that you get a cancer patient or you get an AIDS patient, you've got a $150,000 bill on your hands. You know, I mean, you know, there's so many other countries, for instance, like Montel, and he doesn't mind me saying this. He goes to Sweden and Switzerland, and he gets these shots that make him, you know, almost perfectly well. We have, other countries have things that are so much more advanced than we are.
Well, and also, for example, pharmaceuticals, if you need them, are cheaper in other countries.
Well, yeah, Canada, for instance.
Yep, same thing, same drug.
Exactly. They're not going to send over a bad drug. If that was the case, all the Canadians would be dropping over.
How do you see stem cell research, which is very controversial right now in this
country? I know, but see, you know, what I don't understand is I don't think we have to have a Petri dish with embryos. See, if we just used all the umbilical cords, we could have it.
And also, you can. I had a guest on last night who said that you can also get it from people can get it from themselves, skin.
Absolutely,
things like that.
Saliva.
Yep.
You know, yep. So I mean, we're not talking about doing horrible things in embryos. I mean, umbilical cords, and like you just so rightly said, even getting your own DNA.
How do you see cloning in this country? Is that ever going to happen?
No. Now, I think, you know, we have the clone cat and what was it, goat or whatever, but I don't ever see us really cloning people, no.
Dolly the sheep.
Yeah, remember? Dolly the sheep, that's right.
Surgery. People, medical technology with surgery.
I think we're going to have some kind of, it's like a laser, but it's different than a laser. It's almost like a light beam that will go in. Non-invasively and not destroy other cells. See, when we have radiation, the bad thing about radiation, it destroys so much around it. This sort of pinpoints the problem and then just gets rid of the illness.